Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Is Mitchell with us?
Yes, sir. We got okay. Mitch Tischler with us.
Big fella, I miss you, man. You know, I got this mini-me. I call Linnell mini-me. You know, he tries to invade our space. You know, and I notice how, you know, he's always, I got Mitch. He's trying to rub it in. I get it. You know, I don't own Mitchell. But I get a little offended sometimes when, you know, when you address yourself with these defensive people. It's your prerogative.
I don't have time for you. I know what we're going to talk about.
I feel like, you know, we've kind of been doing this for a minute, and now all of a sudden, you know who is blowing you up. But that's a topic for another discussion. Loved our last caller in there. We got an issue. Now, he addressed the media. I don't address the media. Everybody's got a job to do. Do you feel like a few issues that we're skirting around the obvious, or is it too soon to identify these traits as habits?
I mean, you tell me, Doc, 9 weeks into the season, is that too soon to start talking about things that need to change?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, training camp was for me. Yeah.
I think this is something that probably needed to be talked about for a few weeks now.
Yeah.
And, you know, within the flow of an NFL season, you know, you have training camp, you put in, you know, your game plan, your what you want to do on either side of the ball during training camp. The first couple of weeks now that, you know, it's way too much to ask any player to play during the preseason. Heaven forbid, you know, football players play football and get ready for games. So the first couple of weeks of the NFL season end up being, you know, almost preseason-like, where you're kind of working through some of those, you know, issues. And we saw it early in the season, you know, some of those issues. But based on the success from last year, this group as a whole, you know, deserves a little bit of leeway in terms of, you know, they were able to build something that we haven't seen here in Washington in forever. They got to, an NFC title game, all those different things. But as things started to fall apart, there wasn't the urgency from the front office, from the top on down, to make a change, to get somewhere where you can be more successful. And do I think moving Joe Witt from the, you know, coach's box down to the sideline really is going to make a difference? No. I think you're rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic right now and hoping that something works. But there hasn't been the urgency this season from the get-go to follow up what you did last year. And I think you're seeing that, you know, that kind of play out now as we're 9 games in, the team's sitting at 3-6, and both sides of the ball are regressing week after week after week.
Anthony, sound like we just heard a chapter out of the good book.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, because I'm all with you. Not that this isn't something that can be changed. This is not a panic. What I'm looking right now is for conditioning. We got to be conditioned for this. I really don't even mind that it's happening. What I'm concerned about is, do we have the capacity to fix it? This is no different to me than a flat tire. Now, you can say we have AAA, and maybe that's it. You got somebody else that's going to come do it. Are we capable of changing our own tire? I have not seen anything that indicates that we are. And that is what I'm concerned with.
It's the old Mike Tyson adage. Everyone has a plan until you get punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
And this team has now been punched in the mouth, the nose, the eye, the ear, probably a couple rabbit punches in there also, and they haven't responded. And that's not something that I expected from a Dan Quinn-led football team. And, you know, you can talk about, you know, the culture being better and you know, being all in together and all these different platitudes that they throw out there. But sometimes, you know, having a good culture is being able to have those tough discussions with players and coaches and front office and everybody who's in the building about what needs to change. And I think that there, it doesn't feel on the outside like there's been that willingness to have those tough discussions, to have those tough talks. And I'm not talking about benchings and firings and all those different things, but you can have your tell the truth Monday where you go talk about all the things that went wrong. But clearly, the way that they're trying to fix what has gone wrong,
they didn't cancel that. Worked. They still telling the truth?
I don't know. What do you think? You think the truth is being told? You know, you appreciate.
No. Not again. But my level of honesty is different. I know. Like I would say to any of them over there, every good program has a jerk on the program. In the program, that even on a good day, he looks like it's a bad weather day. He's never satisfied. He's always pressing for more. Can you identify that person? No. Now, I think that's an issue. Everybody can't be the good humor man. Somebody's got to be, again, my old company, Rent-A-Jerk. Got to have one. If you're going to get over and jump this broom. If not, then you never, ever surface get beyond mediocrity. Because it's too hard to be really good. It's too hard to win. Winning is very difficult. People talk about it as if it's something you can go and buy. And some people have bought it. Very few have, because you got to blend it. You can buy a recipe, but if you don't have that thing your grandma and them had when they didn't even have things that could measure things, then you never get it. Not everybody can be good at everything. So that's why I've always been consistent in saying, what is your objective? Are you here to make money? Well, you've checked that box. I want to know who here is willing to lose a limb if they're not a champion. Who's willing to go that far? Who's willing to go all the way to the brink? Or do you just want to be popular? Until you can't convince me that verbally. Nothing you say means anything to me at this point. Nothing. Everything you do is all I monitor. Your results. And you're in the get results business. Don't have to blame anybody. But I would not be playing the same people and losing. Now, you can put your foot on that one, Jack. So what I question is that whenever anybody doesn't make lineup changes and does not win, I got a problem with that. And somebody's got to explain to me how that's acceptable.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
301-230-0980 is the number. I do have a Georgetown Prep grad and a Syracuse University grad, so I might want to ask him. They call him Super Producer. I'm still trying to put that together as to what... Oh, that's right. He's worked with Linnell. So you deserve something for that. So what do you say? What say you?
Mitch, I think so. DQ's gotten a lot of, you know, slack for the decision to keep JD5 in the game. Like, we've heard all the cons to, you know, why he shouldn't have been in the game. But do you think there was any value, like, whatsoever for him being in the game? And I think, like, everybody's probably going to agree, like, the risk was, you know, not as great as the reward would have been, like, having him in the game because he's injured. But do you think there was any value, added value anyway, in terms of, like, keeping him in the game?
I give you real time doing the pregame show with Toby Altizer. And no. I'm looking at that. Again, I'm looking at it. And the thought enters my mind is that, first of all, JD5 has been his size his whole life. He's probably walked in some tough neighborhoods alone and survived. He's good. No matter what you think, this is not the first time he's been endangered.
Mm-hmm.
He's made a living out of doing the Houdini thing. Most ballers do. Plus, we're playing football. We're not playing paddle ball.
Yeah.
Okay. If I didn't feel, and they've done a good job this year, they've set him down and said no. They said no to him. Nobody's in charge of the team but the head man. And so you want to stop seeing him like he's getting hit? Block everybody. That's your alternative. I don't want to hear about who should play, who shouldn't play. Eliminate the competition.
Listen, Doc, in an ideal world, mm-hmm. you're right. That's the answer to the question. But you also have to talk about the reality of what we saw. And we saw Jaden running for his life from the start of the game. And I think it was the first time that we saw Jaden really press since we've seen him in a burgundy and gold jersey. I think you saw it early on with some of the throws, and certainly early on as he had to tuck the ball and run as often as he did.
Okay, well, then you should have benched him. If that's what you saw, then you should have benched him. But I've seen him in some tough situations and jumped out of it.
Listen, that dude is a fighter.
Yeah.
And sometimes the better part of discretion is the better part of valor.
Okay.
And that's when you need the head man. You need somebody who's overseeing things that pulls him back. They've shown the ability to hold him back from what he wants to do.
Yep.
You know, by not playing when he was in Kansas City or whatever.
I agree.
You need somebody to step up there. And when you look at the totality of what you've dealt with this season as far as injuries go, Jaden Daniels is now three straight games he's played in, he's gotten hurt in three different injuries. I'm not saying that Jaden doesn't want to be out there and that Jaden's asking to get pulled, but when you see a quarterback running for his life, plus you know the competitor and type of person that Jaden is, you have to know that he's not going to be okay, that he doesn't just sit back and sit in the pocket and throw a ball away if a guy's not open. He's going to try and extend the play and make something happen. And as a head coach, when you decide to punt from your 50-yard line down 24 points in the fourth quarter, you are waving the white flag. Whether you want to accept it in your brain or not, that's waving the white flag. Your defense has to be able to stop a running nose. Punting at that point is telling people, hey, we want to get out of here and keep this thing moving. So after they punt on 4th and 14 from the 50-yard line mm-hmm. at the start of the fourth quarter, mm-hmm. that's when you have to start protecting the players from themselves. And there are plenty of players. There's 53 men that are active on that roster. There's plenty of guys that can step in and play. And you look at some of the guys who have dealt with major injuries. Sam Cosby should not have probably been in that game late in the game there. He's coming back. You can't allow these guys to keep fighting the way they are when you as a coach are waving the white flag as to whether you're going to win or lose this football game. And you know what? Those are valuable reps for other players. These guys, this offensive line has been healthy, but you're not telling me that getting Allegretti out there for a couple plays and you know, getting him into the flow of an NFL football game might not have value as you move forward in this season. This is a situation where, yes, in an ideal world, you block it up better, you design it better, you call it better, you play better, and that fixes all these things. But those fixes aren't there. Those fixes are not there as we've seen this team constructed, as we've seen this team play from mid-August until now. And so at some point, you need to pull the reins back. You got to figure out where it makes sense and where it doesn't make sense. And to me, you know, in a couple of the group threads I'm in, you know, when they punted from the 50-yard line, I texted those threads. I was like, Jaden needs to get pulled now. And after that punt, Jaden was down at the end of the bench. He had kind of a towel over his head. He was standing on the sidelines at the end of the sideline. And it looked like he had been told that his night was over. And then to go throw him back out there again is just an unnecessary danger. You know, he's still working back from a hamstring injury. He still has the knee injury. Yes, he's healthy enough to play. Maybe he's hurt, not injured. But make sure that you have him hurt next week as opposed to now injured. And, you know, who knows when we see him next. But I'd be shocked if we see him again this season. And that's the problem is the urgency and the planning and, you know, the construction from the start. And we're reaping those rewards as a fan base, as a media team. You know, and as the football players on the field are trying to work their way through this thing.
I love it. I can't argue. Everything's valid. Somebody's got to make a decision. That's why they call you the what? The head coach. And the general manager.
Not the head coach.
And the owners. People in a position to make decisions. That's why they're tough. Because they're not for everybody. But I will never, ever feel sorry for a player being in a game, ever. Because to me, that's where he wants to be. Somebody's got to make a decision if it's in the best interest of the team and the results we're going to get. That's their job, not mine. Mine's not to seek weakness in men. It's to seek strength. And they got to get it figured out. Because we're saying a lot of the same things. But the bottom line is that we've got some mano-a-mano issues up front that are a lot simpler than what we've just discussed. And for some reason, a lot of us feel like we don't necessarily like running the football.
Well, I can't run the football right now. And
well,
that's, I mean, if there's bigger issues. There's we can get down to the play calling and the planning and the execution and all those different things. Today feels more like a big picture, you know, let's let out our frustration type thing. But I mean, the inability to run the football, the inability to commit to running the football is a problem.
And very well said.
When you have a quarterback coming back from two leg injuries and he's the leading carrier in the game, that's a problem.
No, you're right. You know what, dude? That's why we love you. You're right. And it's frustrating, especially when the team doesn't win. And I'm in a horrible mood seeing that beautiful uniform just going to hell in a handbasket and my guy coming back to be honored and then they don't win the game. But you have just, you dropped it on us and I appreciate that. tell that guy, what's the guy with the show called All Ears? Yeah, give him a, he dumped us. He dumped the late night crew, but tell him we still love him.
All right, I'll make sure he knows that.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I'll tell you, the big fellow, man, as Coach Thompson would say, he is simply one of the best. 455 here, burgundy and gold today, and the young fella is getting the attitude. I got to go deal with him. Stay with us. We'll take some calls when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.